it's central to who we and what we are. Everything about that we study, there was the core of it was the revelation. Even the revelation of God was meaningless without then having the witness of the Spirit. I mean, the witness of the Scriptures. And then, you know, I told you that I had the conversation with the pastor, and he said, well, that's, you know, I can't argue with you, it sounds right, but what you need to do is you need to have the witness of the Church Fathers. So I spent years and years and years studying the early Christianity. And I had the witness of the Church Fathers. That still wasn't enough for us to begin expressing, for going upward. We had to have the witness of the body. So there's the witness of the revelation, the witness of the Spirit. There's really another one, because there's revelation all the time that I ignore, but there's a witness of the revelation, the witness of the Spirit. But the problem with that is both of them are subjective. Then there's the witness of the Scriptures. And I think that, I mean, I hope you guys trust me that we can, everything we're doing, we can show scripturally. Then there's the witness of the first church. And then there's the witness of us as a body. Now, that five-fold witness, nothing can come against it. I mean, nothing we're doing was done lightly, whether it's the celebration of the feast, whether it's the Levites, whether it's the peace offering, whether it's the study of the offering, whether it's the fox's lair, nothing was done without tremendous study and searching. And in my part, I hope you got to believe that at some core level.
It really, and I didn't say anything about this, but it was really wild to hear you reading when the meeting we had yesterday among the Levites, the letter or the reference that Clement made to the Levites, which was, that was a mind-blowing thing to hear that in the first century.
That was after the destruction of the temple.
Yeah.
While you're talking about the different witnesses, it made me see how church after church after church has been started on a witness. One man gets a revelation, hey, good enough for me. Let's start a church and you can convince a whole lot of people. One man reads the Scriptures, hey, that looks good, I'll start a church. You know, there's been churches started on each witness without the two or three or four or five being intact, and that's just unreal. You know, I never thought about the weight of that phenomenon.
But that's you know, I would... You have a tendency also to operate in one witness.
I'm capable sometimes.
And, you know, Doug doesn't, fortunately. John doesn't. Harry does. Well, 3 out of 3 ain't too bad. I mean, 3 out of 6 ain't too bad, I guess. But you know, that's the exhortation especially.
That's the point. Without a body, where would it be?
Yeah.
And
yeah, I think John mentioned the Inquisition. I think it would be Grand Inquisitor. And he had plenty of witnesses. He had witnesses in him, his spirit. He had the witness of his body, i.e. the people around him who were afraid to do it to them. He found scriptures to justify what he had. 3 witnesses, he thought.
Yeah, but
he didn't have the witness of the Church Fathers.
But he didn't also. He didn't. Yeah, you know, he
wouldn't have really had the witness of the Spirit. I mean, that's
no. He would have had his own sincerity, though. I mean, a lot of those
sincerity.
Guys
yeah,
sincere,
you understand that none of those, not one of those five witnesses was sincerity.
You left that one out.
Easily mistaken for
a
valid witness.
Oh,
now. We need
one
more.
3 out of 6.
Here.
6 to win. Yeah.
And then there's the 7.
Number of
whatever
six
turns
six
you on.
Yeah. It feels good.
Yeah, whatever you get one other person to agree to.
That's right.
Then it's not illegal.
Go to Leviticus. No, Numbers 2.
Kidding about that, aren't you?
I don't know. No. Yes, kidding about it.
Yes,
no.
You were listening?
I don't
another witness.
Where are we going?
Numbers 2. Let's just look at some of the Levite type scriptures. Numbers 1, verse 47. But the Levites after the tribe of their fathers were not numbered among them. They were just doing the census. For the Lord had spoken unto Moses, saying, Only thou shalt not number the tribe of Levi, neither take the sum of them among the children of Israel. But thou shalt appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of testimony, and over all the vessels thereof, and over all things that belong to it. And they shall bear the tabernacle and all the vessels thereof, they shall minister unto it, and shall encamp round about the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle setteth forward, the Levite shall take it down, and when the tabernacle is to be pitched, the Levite shall set it up, and the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. And the children of Israel shall pitch their tents, every man by his own camp, and every man by his own standard throughout their hosts. But the Levite shall pitch round about the tabernacle of testimony, that there be no wrath upon the congregation of the children of Israel. And the Levite shall keep the charge of the tabernacle of the testimony. And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so did they. Now, the encampment of, we've never gotten there yet, but the encampment of the tribe around the tabernacle when they were in the wilderness was in a set order. Each of the cardinal points of the compass were the main tribes, and each of the 12 tribes were around. And believe it or not, they conformed to the signs of the zodiac in a strange way. And each staff had their sign on it, and it was the staff of the tribe. But Levi, the tribe of Levi, circled the tent of testimony. There are those that believe that I probably shouldn't say this. That if in case God got pissed off, he'd kill the Levites first.
So, it's like a buffer.
It's a buffer.
We already know that.
Huh?
Yeah.
It happens that way,
Satan. There's
nothing
there. Suddenly, a lot of things make sense. It's kind of like the parakeet in the cage in the coal mine.
Parakeet in the coal mine? But the boom.
No, do you know what that's? No, the parakeet or the canary is in the cage, so in case the air goes bad, then the canary dies and they know they're to get out of there.
It's a lot like that.
So we should keep the
words of encouragement.
We should keep the Levite malaria.
Have them Levites the food taster.
Jimmy, I think that was funny.
Okay, now go to Numbers 3. And these also are the generations of Aaron and Moses in the day that the Lord spake with Moses in Mount Sinai. And these are the names of the sons of Aaron: Nadab, the firstborn, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. And these are the names of the sons of Aaron, the priest, which were anointed when he consecrated to minister in the priest's office. And Nadab and Abihu died before the Lord when they offered strange fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai. And they had no children. And Eleazar and Ithamar ministered in the priest's office in the sight of Aaron their father. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Bring the tribe of Levi near, and present them before Aaron the priest, that they may minister unto him. Now again, remember, we've got to see in every word of the Bible, and every word of the Torah, that it's a parable. And all of these are parables. It's a description of the church. The church isn't the Levite. The Levite's any more important than anybody else. Israel isn't any more important than anything else, because it was the parable to show a mystery. And these things that are going on now that they're talking about here are parables. And so you got to keep that in mind. Otherwise, you'll literalize that and you'll come up with all kinds of weird doctrines. Mm-hmm. Bring the tribe of Levi near and present them before Aaron the priest, that they may minister unto him. They called them Aaron's slaves back then.
Moses says.
Yeah. And they shall keep his charge and the charge of the whole congregation before the tabernacle of the congregation to do the service of the tabernacle. And they shall keep all the instruments of the tabernacle of the congregation and the charge of the children of Israel to do the service of the tabernacle. And thou shalt give the Levites unto Aaron and to his sons. They are wholly given unto him out of the children of Israel. And thou shalt appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall wait on their priest's office, and the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, excuse me, and I behold, I have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel instead of all the firstborn that openeth the matrix among the children of Israel before the Levites. Therefore the Levites shall be mine. Now, I just happen to have a list of the firstborn here. Angela, Jessica, Johnny, Michael, Justin, Elise, Tammy, Sable, Jillian, Haley, Ben, and Elizabeth. 12 firstborn will be 12 Levites.
So it doesn't count like me and...
No, it's the children. Huh? Firstborn of the children. I mean, there's something majestic about this. There's something really neat here that we are just beginning to understand. I mean, that way it gives you a different view of the Levites. I mean, do you hear me? They were taken instead of Angela, instead of Johnny, instead of Jessica.
Took Jillian's place.
Instead of Jillian.
Harry.
Harry took Jillian's place. Justin, Michael. I mean, they were taken. Well, Michael isn't firstborn, is he?
No, he's not.
Vicky was. So.
Well, I thought he was 13 anyway.
No. But all of those aren't going to do it. Right now, at this point,
yeah. Huh? He's the firstborn as far as this is concerned, of him.
Hey, Beth and Louie have a little girl, Elizabeth. She's the firstborn.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, she was on there.
Somebody must be about to have a baby.
Huh?
Somebody must be about to
have a baby. No, that, because originally, No, right now there's 1, 2, 3, of the people that said they want to sign it tonight, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There's 11 firstborn.
There were 11.
Huh?
So this, of course, means there's a new rule. Nobody can have the first baby until we get another Levite.
Or
we can't get another Levite.
All right.
Or.
No, I mean, don't literalize that parable either. But you understand that
we almost did.
It's no. I mean, we did tonight. There's 11 Levites who wanted to sign tonight, and there were 11 firstborn.
Yeah, you know, that only happens so in this moment we can
see,
get a little extra dimension on it. You know, tomorrow it may have passed by its time of validity or something.
You understand? Everybody see it?
I just had a question in one of the verses we just read, where it says the two sons that died, in verse 4, when they offered strange fire in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children, and Eleazar and Ithamar ministered. If they had had children, would the lineage of the priesthood have passed on to their children instead of their younger brothers?
Yeah. It would have passed down to the firstborn of the firstborn.
That's why.
Because all the firstborn are mine, for on the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I hallowed unto me all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast. Mine shall they be, I am the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, number the children of Levi after the house of their fathers, by their families, every male from a month old and upward shalt thou number them. And again, we now, again, from our standpoint, the majesty of this is that Christ came in and said there's neither male nor female. And Moses numbered them according to the word of the Lord as he was commanded. And these were the sons of Levi by their names. I don't want to read all those names. Go on to, let me, verse 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Those that were numbered of them, according to the number of all the males from a month old and upward, even those that were numbered of them, were 7,500. And then in verse 25, and the charge of the sons of Gershon in the tabernacle of the congregation shall be the tabernacle and the tent and the covering thereof and the hanging of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation and the hangings of the court and the curtains for the door of the court, which is by the tabernacle, by the altar, round about, and the cords of it. Anyway, I don't want to read all that. Go down to verse 38. But those that encamp before the tabernacle toward the east, even before the tabernacle of the congregation eastward, shall be Moses and Aaron and his sons, keeping the charge of the sanctuary for the charge of the children of Israel, and the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. All those that were numbered of the Levites, which Moses and Aaron numbered at the commandment of the Lord throughout their families, the males from a month old and upward, were 20,000. There were 600,000 that came out of, and here at the numbering of the institution of the Levites, there were 22,000 that replaced the firstborn. Now we talk about now the redemption of the firstborn, verse 40. And the Lord said unto Moses, number all the firstborn of the males of the children of Israel from a month old and upward, and take the number of their names. And thou shalt take the Levites for me, I am the Lord, instead of all the firstborn of the children of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites instead of all the firstlings among the cattle of the children of Israel. And Moses numbered, as the Lord commanded him, all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and all the firstborn males by the number of their names from a month old and upward. Those that were numbered of them were 22,213. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the Levites instead of all of the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites instead of their cattle, and the Levites shall be mine. I am the Lord. Now, do you understand then from the standpoint of the mystery, if you're in Israel, you're taken out of the world. But then to be a Levite, you're taken out of the church. And so from the standpoint of self-respect, identity, purpose, there can be no higher purpose. You understand that? Take the Levites instead of all the firstborn of the children of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites instead of their cattle. The Levites shall be mine, I am the Lord. And for those that are to be redeemed of the 213 of the firstborn of the children of Israel, which are more than the Levites, thou shalt take 5 shekels apiece by the spoil, by the pole, after the shekel of the sanctuary, thou shalt take them. The shekel is 20 gerahs. Now, right here, we have the financial value of each Levite established.
$8.80.
Huh?
$8.80.
He's
It's the price of a Levite.
How much is a Virgil?
This right here says about $3.25.
Yeah, shekel is 64 cents.
They devalue it.
So that Bible was rare back in council when there was high inflation.
Three score and
five. Thou shalt take five, huh?
What could you get for a shekel?
There are 200. There are 200 and how many of them? There were 200 and there were 273. There were 273 too many babies.
273 not enough Levites.
There was 273 too many firstborn, so they had to buy them. Well, let's see what they did with them. And those that are to be redeemed of the 273 of the firstborn of the children of Israel, which are more than the Levites, thou shalt even take five shekels apiece by the pole after the shekel of the sanctuary, thou shalt take them. The shekel is 20 gerahs. And thou shalt give the money wherewith the odd number of them is to be redeemed unto Aaron and to his sons. And Moses took the redemption money of them that were over and above them that were redeemed by the Levites. Of the firstborn of the children of Israel took he the money, 1,365 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary. And Moses gave the money of them that were redeemed unto Aaron and to his sons, according to the word of the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses. So if somebody has some kids now, and we don't have any Levites...
Well, it just explains why, you know, the Levites are always short. I mean, they were short in the beginning. They're shorthanded now. That's why they can't get anything done.
The tasks assigned to the Levites.
You going to read verse 3, chapter 4, verse 3?
Yeah, but you got to hear this. This is their spiritual condition. Barbie, yeah.
Is this where they get to retire?
Sure, gay. Yeah.
is this where they get to retire at the age of 50?
Everything's literal until it comes to that.
No, he wants it to be literal.
He wants it literal. It's
another ranch.
Well, okay, well, then, well, let's take it literally. How old were when you got here?
When you started?
You were 40 when you started. You owe 30 years, so you'll be 70 when you quit.
Well, I don't know. That's not what it says.
No, you owe 20 years.
But you weren't.
That's not what it says, though.
Okay, you owe 20 years, then.
No, that's not what it says.
Well, it says...
Until 30 years old.
From 30. You can't leave off from 30 to get to 50.
Well, I was a Levite when I was 30. We just didn't know it.
He was a Levite from the foundation of the world.
He was a Levite before the foundation of Trinity.
No, always been sick.
And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, take the sum of the sons of Kohath from among the sons of Levi after their families by the house of their children, from 30 years old and upward, even until 50 years old, all that enter into the host to do the work of the tabernacle of the congregation. This shall be the service of the sons of Kohath in the tabernacle of the congregation about the most holy things. And when the camp setteth forward, Aaron shall come and his sons, and they shall take down the covering veil and cover the ark of the testimony with it, and shall put thereon the covering of badger skins, and shall spread over it a cloth holy of blue, and shall put in the staves thereof. And upon the table of showbread they shall spread a cloth of blue, and put thereon the dishes, and the spoons, and the bowls, and the covers to cover withal. And the continual bread shall be thereon. Now what is that bread?
The showbread.
Yeah, but what did it become? Remember when David and his men ate the showbread, what did it then become? It became the peace, a portion of the peace offering. And they shall spread upon them a cloth of scarlet, and cover the same with covering of badger skins, and shall put in the staves thereof. And they shall take a cloth of blue, and cover the candlesticks of the light, and his lamps, and his tongs, and his snuff dishes, and all the oil vessels thereof, wherewith they minister unto it. And they shall put it, and all the vessels thereof, within a covering of badger skin, and shall put it upon a bar, and upon the golden altar. They shall spread a cloth of blue, and cover it with a covering of badger skin, and shall put it to the staves thereof, And they shall take all the instruments of ministry where they minister in the sanctuary, and put them in a cloth of blue, and cover them with a covering of badger skin, and shall put them on the on a bar. And they shall take away the ashes from the altar, and spread a purple cloth thereon. And they shall put upon it all the vessels thereof wherewith they minister about it, even the censers, the flesh hooks, the shovels, and the basins, and all the vessels of the altar. And they shall spread upon it a covering of badger skins, and put it to the staves thereof. You know, someday we will, I pray, I mean, if we ever get this far, but, you know, to go through and see if we can discern the spiritual meaning of each one of these elements. But let's first get through the offerings. And when Aaron and his sons have made an end of covering the sanctuary and all the vessels of the sanctuary, as the camp is set forward, after that the sons of Kohath shall come to bear it. But they shall not touch any holy thing, lest they die. These things are the burden of the sons of Kohath in the tabernacle of the congregation. And to the office of Eleazar the son of Aaron, the priest, pertaineth the oil for the light, and the sweet incense, and the daily meat offering, and the anointing oil, and the oversight of all the tabernacle, and of all that therein is in the sanctuary, and in the vessels thereof. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, Cut ye not off the tribe of the families of the Kohathites from among the Levites. But thus do unto them, that they may live and not die when they approach unto the most holy things. Aaron and his sons shall go in, and appoint them every one to his service and to his burden. But they shall not go in to see when the holy things are covered, lest they die. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Take also the sum of the sons of Gershon through the houses of their families, of their fathers by their families, from 30 years old and upward until 50 years old, shalt thou number them, all that enter in to perform the service, to do the work in the tabernacle of the congregation. Did you ever wonder what Levites did until it, from the time they were 0 until 30?
No. When there was a temple, they were in the choir, right?
They were in the choir.
Stuff like that.
But well, mostly.
The other places, they were baking stuff. Or maybe that was later on.
Yeah, but mostly what they did was study. And they became the instructors of the law, even instructing the high priest.
Were they, in a sense, like monastic? Were they
no.
divided off or just. Like it was a job.
No, it was their life.
Yeah.
Because.
But there was no social division. There was just.
I mean, social division. Yeah, there was different courses of the, just like
the
courses of the priest.
Course? Did they marry out of their families?
They had to marry within the tribe of Levi. I believe that's true.
But they were scattered all throughout Israel.
Well, later on they were when they got into their land.
Yeah.
But this is, we're talking about in
the land. Yeah, the interesting thing is how once it's like different
right.
things
once,
happen with the Levites.
Right, once they, in a sense, once the tribe entered the promised land, then the Levites, they did all kinds of stuff, but they fundamentally disappeared from public view.
When it says, but they shall not go in to see when the holy things are covered. Is that talking about Aaron and those guys?
No, the Levites couldn't go in to the...
The priests were
covered.
The priests
had the
staff. Then they would come in and they would carry it.
Can't just walk in and go, excuse me, I'm here to clean.
You get lightning bolts.
Do you understand that Levites had no, in this here, had no self-consciousness? The only self-conscious Levites that are mentioned in here were the rebellion of Korah.
He was a
Levite.
Yeah.
Kohathite.
Yeah.
The tribe of Kohath.
Didn't they all get dusted? They always
big time dusted. But you understand? Do you understand that that's the only evidence in the scriptures for a Levite to have any self-consciousness? Do you understand? I mean, maybe this, I don't, I don't know that. To the best evidence, it's been 1,900 years since Levites were instituted. That's kind of awesome. It's been almost that long since any evidence of the church celebrating the feasts. I mean, do you understand we are...
The bank or back?
What do you like?
That's something I was going to say earlier when we were talking about the vow. I think that it's going to be a very big deal when the government says, yes, this is valid and this is real and this group of people exists.
This is the service of the family of the Gershonites, to serve and for burdens. And they shall bear the curtains of the tabernacle, and the tabernacle of the congregation, his covering, and the covering of the badger skin. That's a terrible translation. It's not badger skins. That is above, upon it, and the hanging for the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the hangings of the court, and the hanging of the door of the gate of the court, which is by the tabernacle and by the altar round about, and their cords, and all the instruments of their service, and all that is made for them, so shall they serve. At the appointment of Aaron and his sons shall be all the service of the sons of the Gershonites in all their burdens and in all their service, and ye shall appoint unto them in charge all their burdens. This is the service of the families of the sons of Gershon in the tabernacle of the congregation, and their charge shall be under the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. And as for the sons of Merari, that's hard for me to say, Merari. There's all kinds of words in Greek that I can't say. As for the sons of Merari, thou shalt number them after their families by the house of their fathers. From 30 years old and upward, even unto 50 years old, shalt thou number them. Everyone that entereth into service to do the work of the tabernacle of the congregation. And this is the charge of their burden, according to all their service in the tabernacle of the congregation. The boards of the tabernacle, the bars thereof, the pillars thereof, the sockets thereof, the pillars of the court round about, and their sockets and their pins. This is more outside of field Levites.
Yeah. It's like Pete's
stuff. And their pins and their cords, with all their instruments and with all their service. And by name ye shall reckon the instruments of the charge of their burden. This is the service of the families of the sons of Merari. According to all their service in the tabernacle of the congregation, under the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. And Moses and Aaron shall, and the chief of the congregation, number the sons of the Kohathites after their families, and after the house of their fathers, from 30 years old and upward, even unto 50 years, everyone that entered into the service for the work of in the tabernacle of the congregation. And those that were numbered of them by their families were 2,750. These were they that were numbered of the families of the Kohathites, all that might do service in the tabernacle of the congregation, which Moses and Aaron did number according to the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. And those that were numbered of the sons of Gershon throughout their families by the house of their fathers, from 30 years old and upward, even to 50 years, everyone that entereth into service for the work of the tabernacle, etc., even those that were numbered of them throughout their families by the house of their fathers were 2,630. And these are they that were numbered of the families of the sons of Gershon, of all that might do service in the tabernacle of the congregation, etc. And those that were numbered of the families of the sons of Merari throughout their families of the house, from 30 years old and upward, etc. Even those that were numbered were 3,200. These be those that were numbered of the families of the sons of Merari, etc., 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 etc. Even those would have been 49. According to the commandment of the Lord, they were numbered by the hand of Moses, every one of their service, and according to their burden, thus were they numbered of him, as the Lord commanded Moses. Okay, now go to Numbers 8.
So you had three chunks of them. The ones that did the holy vessels, the ones that did the curtains and stuff, and then the ones that did all the outside, like the pegs and all those things, right?
Yeah. Huh?
Yard work.
Yeah, yard Levites.
Field Levites.
Where are we going? Numbers
8.
Numbers 8, verse 5. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the Levites from among the... This is the good part now. You ready? Take the Levites from among the children of Israel and clean them.
Hey,
Washington.
They're dirty.
A month later.
It's
going to... You notice what Moses is going to do. Moses is going to clean them.
Keep going. And thus shalt thou do unto them to cleanse them. Sprinkle water of purifying upon them, and let them shave all of their flesh.
He's really talking about that.
Huh? No, he's talking about everything, every point from the bottom of your foot to the top of your head. Everything is shaved.
All of your covering had to go.
Let them wash their clothes and so make themselves clean. Then, and again, I want, remember all the stuff we've studied about offerings. Now bring it home. Then let them take a young bullock with his meat offering, even fine flour mingled with oil, and another young bullock shalt thou take for a sin offering. So we got a meat offering,
burn offering. Burn offering.
Didn't really say it, but you
know. No, the young, yeah, it's with.
The bullock is burnt.
Yeah, and the sin offering. And thou shalt bring the Levites before the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall gather the whole assembly of the children of Israel together. And thou shalt bring the Levites before the Lord, and the children of Israel shall put their hands upon the Levites. And Aaron shall offer the Levites before the Lord for an offering of the children of Israel, that they may execute the service of the Lord. Now,
God, what a scene. Yeah.
Now hear me. The word there in verse 11, that they shall offer for an offering, the Levites became, the same word is used, it's the peace offering. And so here it says, it's the same word that's used for the wave offering, which is
it's part of the peace offering.
It's part of the peace offering. Now there's some big mystery locked in here. And the Levites shall lay their hands upon the heads of the bullocks, and thou shalt offer one, the one for a sin offering, the other for a burnt offering, unto the Lord to make an atonement for the Levites. So the Levites had to lay their hands, and then the animal was killed. So they identified with that death, and they became both a sin offering and a type of the burnt offering. And thou shalt set the Levites before Aaron and his sons and offer them for an offering unto the Lord. And that's why it says, and that's why we use this quote, and that's from the it's from 1567. Courage, dearest daughter, you are now laid in spirit on the altar, there to be offered in sacrifice and slain. Nay, more, to be consumed as a holocaust in the sight of the living God. The word holocaust is the Hebrew word olah, which is also the Hebrew word burnt offering. And this was, I mean, thus shalt thou separate the Levites from among the children of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine. And after that shall the Levites go in to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and thou shalt cleanse them and offer them for an offering. For they are wholly given unto me from among the children of Israel, instead of such as open every womb, even instead of the firstborn of all of the children of Israel, which I have taken unto me. Have I taken them unto me? For all the firstborn of the children of Israel are mine, both man and beast. On the day that I smote every firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified them for myself. And I have taken the Levites for all the firstborn of the children of Israel. And I have given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and to his sons from among the children of Israel to do the service of the children of Israel in the tabernacle of the congregation and to make an atonement for the children of Israel. that there be no plague among the children of Israel when the children of Israel come nigh unto the sanctuary. And Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the... And again, you see that the Levites then are another type of the office of Christ. We couldn't come near the tabernacle without Christ. Just as a mystery. I mean, here, that's the you know, they were the buffer. Where am I?
20.
And Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel did to the Levites according unto all the Lord commanded Moses concerning the Levites. You know, according to the pattern that was showed unto him in the Holy Mount. So did the children of Israel unto them. The Levites were purified, and they washed their clothes, and Aaron offered them as an offering before the Lord, and Aaron made an atonement for them to cleanse them. And after that went the Levites in to do their service in the tabernacle of the congregation before Aaron and before his sons, as the Lord had commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so did they unto them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, This is it that belongeth unto the Levites. From 25 years old and upward shall they go in to wait upon the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. And from the age of 50 years they shall cease waiting upon the service thereof, and shall serve no more, but shall minister with their brethren in the tabernacle of the congregation to keep the charge, and shall do no service. Thus shalt thou do unto the Levites touching their charge. And what that means is, it doesn't mean the Levites retired at 50. It meant that they got into management positions at 50.
It's just like they went among the people and, you know, kept it, really targeted the thing. I mean, that was just, I mean, because they went out amongst the congregation.
Well, anyway, we'll try again for next Wednesday.
Why not do it on Sunday?
Well, because it has to be done first before the elders, and then that'll be shared in the congregation.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, okay, we were going to do it Sunday, but... I mean, I suppose. Let me think about it.
Well, look, here it says, and the children of Israel shall put their hands upon the Levites. Bring the Levites before the Lord, and the children of Israel. I don't know. It just seems like maybe
okay, well,
it's
I mean,
a picture for the...
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it was going to be done, but I mean, I wanted us to have sanctified it or certified it here first, so...
Yeah. I think that's what we've done.
Well, why don't the Bible study teachers talk about that before Sunday then? But we need to, what day is it today?
Wednesday. If it doesn't work, we can do it next Wednesday, but it just...
Well, the only reason I want to do it and have it, the reason that this was, we were going to hear was there, it was going to be signed in front of everybody, the elders here. I mean, it would be too cumbersome to do all the signing and stuff in the... I mean, we'll lay hands on them in the big group is what I had always envisioned.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, I think that picture is important for the whole body, but this is a big deal.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we need to talk about the Levites are instead of the firstborn and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
And if we get a copy of this, we can talk about it tomorrow night.
Can you get them a copy before tomorrow night?
Why did it... talk about 30 years old, 30 years old, 30 years old, and then at the end here it says 25 years old.
Because they believe they made an error in writing. And it's one of the few errors that...
Oh, and also, well, later on, David or somebody changed it to 20.
Yeah.
So it was like, it was always...
It was a movie.
...changing because, you know, it was like...
They had a group that matured. Yeah.
Some early matured.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's kind of doubtful.
Some people are not ready to move into management.
Could happen.
Yeah, some. Some of the text it says that they served until they were 70 because they weren't suitable for management.
Some also ancient, says thou shalt not oppress the Levite in his old age.
Now, he's found some incredible scriptures like that. I mean, I'm not sure that one is one of them, but he's... He's got all kinds of little protect the Levite scriptures. He's like Tilton. He's learned all the scriptures that justify protecting the Levite. He's like Tilton has learned all the scriptures that justify sending him your money.
Where is that scripture about not oppressing the Levite in his whole
thing? It's been taken out of the better text.
Yeah. But he used to know it.
It's in my room.
Chapter and verse.
My room. Yeah, in the Septuagint, they drop the not, or it's like, thou shalt oppress the Levite in the old days. So that's really a question.
Sounds right to me.
That's right.
Go either way.
Based on my experience.
Okay, take a big guy.